Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this manic Monday morning. No Monday morning quarterback because the Ravens played on Thursday. We did that on Friday, so just a regular Monday when we cover all sports. College basketball tips off later this morning. College football was crazy over the weekend, and the NFL probably crazier. And don't forget Game 7 of the World Series, which if this is back in the old days of ESPN, I think they would label that one an instant classic. It would have been on ESPN Classic.
The whole damn playoffs. Hour. Just start it from the first game and let it run. It's the best playoffs I've ever seen, I think, in any sport.
It's hard to argue that.
I mean,
it's very difficult because you saw a lot of things that never happened before. And I think you also, Jeremy, is it fair to say you saw the birth of some of the future superstars?
Oh, there's no question. But the fact that this whole thing came down to the only guy on the Dodgers payroll getting paid hourly instead of with a salary. That cat hits a home run, and then he fields the ball at second base, and even though he's stumbling, he throws it home. Make him the MVP. I'm kidding, though. But, like, with all that went on,
that play first happened, I didn't notice that he stumbled until the replay. I thought it was hesitation thinking for a double play. I didn't know that because it looked like hesitation. Then when they saw the replay, he stumbled.
Yeah, so he didn't have a chance to go double play.
That's what made it scary because
and then
one more buckle, he's safe.
How about the replay where his foot just comes off the base for a fraction of a second and you're like, uh-oh, did they win this game? Are we going to win this on a review?
I asked why reviews faster than World Series and someone said, several people said because you only have one game. That doesn't make sense. Everybody only has one game.
Yeah.
They don't have one man.
There's not one guy in New York that's breaking down all of them.
Yeah. Well, every game.
You're third in line, sir. We've got the A's and the Angels in front of you.
That's not the correct answer. Because every game has a designated person to watch it. So I still ask this question. Why are replays faster in the postseason than they are in the regular season?
And
it seems like it should be slower because more is on the line.
At stake, yeah.
But all of them have been accurate, though. They've been quick and accurate.
I'm going to do something that I've never done before, is I'm going to give credit to the commissioner. Bud Selig, you did an incredible job setting all this up.
Bud Selig.
To get baseball in the right place for when you retired and somebody else took over.
Oh, my gosh.
Selig did a nice job. But again, just real quick with this. I'm going to be real with you for a second. I'm going to be real with you. No, let me finish. Rob, real quick. No, but this was the best playoffs I've ever seen. Oh, you're going to show. Oh, this makes me so happy. Because we have cameras in here now, the sliding door window, whatever the hell you want to call this thing, has to be shut. So usually it's Rob asking me to open it, and Rob just shut it. He had to walk over here.
Because Rob is camera conscious.
Well, that's very fair. That's very fair. But
actually, that helps you, not me.
I don't care. You think I care what I look like on this thing? It doesn't matter.
What were you saying about Rob Manfred was a great commissioner?
No, it was going back to Bud Selig.
Okay.
But no, like this was incredible. From the seven games that we've had in series, going to game five elimination games, teams coming back from the dead. We had an 18-inning game doubleheader. We had a game where the best player in the history of the league hit three home runs and struck out 10. We've watched four
nine
aces.
Nine bases, got on base nine times.
Yeah, nine times in that game. How about four aces for the Dodgers and only one of them can actually pitch? It's Yamamoto. I mean, it came down to everything you could possibly want except for both teams couldn't lose in a game seven. It was as perfect as it could get for me.
Let's not gloss over Yamamoto. Let's not gloss over that. Well, this dude on Friday went six innings. this dude comes back Saturday and wins the game. That's...
Did he win three games in this? No, because he lost.
I thought he did.
I thought he did win three games. Yeah, That's why he got the MVP.
Yeah. Well, he was going to get the MVP if he didn't win the last one, I thought.
Yeah, that's like that legendary stuff, man.
But by the way, what Dave Roberts did, I still think is one of the dumbest things by bringing that guy. Like, if you go look at what he pitched in Game 7, how many bullpen guys did he go to until he had to?
Yeah.
He kept going to starter. Like, it's out of the norm for these guys to pitch like this. And I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying you do it in the key situations. And it worked out in, what was it, the Friday night game with Glasnow coming in and just getting it done. What do you get, a strikeout and a double play? Gets it done.
But you're talking about bring him in the middle of the inning.
Well, all of that. It's like bringing him in to start an inning, bring him in to pitch two innings. You bring a guy in the day after he pitched and he gives up two base runners. Now you have to leave him in for the third. That could have blown up in his face.
Yeah.
It worked out because Yamamoto got the soft contact and he ended up getting a strikeout. He was otherworldly. And the only other guy that I've seen do it like this is Mad Bum.
Well, you'll remember, didn't Schilling do this also?
They came back, but were they pitching day after day? I mean, he pitched a complete game in one game, comes back, pitches.
Was it on Mad Bum?
No, I'm talking about, I'm not trying to dismiss Schilling. Right. What Bumgarner did, CeCe Sabathia was another one. Remember when he pitched three games in a five-game set? Yeah. You're like, your arm going to fall off, buddy, for Milwaukee. He tried to do it all.
And he only lasts 12 more years after that.
Yeah,
he didn't fall off.
But I'm just saying from a standpoint of putting players in position in a Game 7 to do things that you've never seen done before and asking Yamamoto to go in there and just shove it. And by the way, he shoved it.
Man.
I just think Dave Roberts, everybody's trying to give him so much credit. You have the most expensive team in baseball history. Shut up. And you needed the nine-hole guy. What? Nobody even knows that's Cat's name, man.
He didn't start till game, what, six?
And everybody's going to give him credit for it. No, Andy Páez couldn't hit water if he fell out of a damn boat.
Yeah.
One thing, looking at these two teams and most of the teams in the playoffs, does it make you realize how far the Orioles have to come to compete with them?
But do they? Do they have to? Because Toronto was in last place last year. Yeah. And they're like,
phew. Number one seed. I'm just saying, looking at those teams play now versus what we saw this year.
Yeah.
When I look at the Dodgers, I think, well, you got a long way to go because of the payroll. But when I look at the Blue Jays, no, I don't see it that far apart. I mean, if they stay healthy, where are they? I don't think so.
I mean, I think the Blue Jays are going to – their window's open, and now they've got to figure things out. Yeah.
Well, they got to figure out what they're going to do with Bo Bichette.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be big for them. He's a big part of their offense. And I know they survived without him in the postseason, but 162 games is a different deal.
That sucked that you missed out on that guy. I mean, wasn't he the leading RBI guy for most of the season?
He was.
Even with Vlad on the team? That's why they batted him fourth.
He finished in the team lead RBI. Yeah. He still finished with team lead.
I mean, look, now having you Savage and getting to see him for a full season. Toronto's sitting pretty. It just sucks. Like, I have a couple buddies that are Blue Jays fans. I've given a little reprieve here. Go ahead and... Go get through your emotions before I come in like a jackass and just slaughter everything.
Let's be jackasses. My former college roommate is from Toronto. He was texting me throughout the series, and when the game was over, I kept texting him. I don't hear from you, buddy. Where are you, Rob? Where are you, Rob?
Hey, man. I thought you wanted to chat.
You lost the game, eh?
Yeah. But, again, going back to it, I don't care who you were rooting for, and I was in a group chat and everybody was going, I'm rooting for the Dodgers. I'm rooting for the Blue Jays. I said, I hope they both lose. Just if it can happen, it would be great, but it can't.
Yeah, I had no rooting interest, but I was rooting for the Dodgers because I hate the Blue Jays. So that's the only reason.
I'm with you. I had no team rooting interest. I was rooting for Shohei and Teoscar.
Yeah.
You know,
it was more like that. Yeah. I mean, and I'm glad for Shohei because I think he's just sticking my neck out. He's good.
Well, he's one of those players that you want at the end of his career. You don't want a lack of championship success to stand in his way.
Yes.
If he could win about three, along with what he does on the field, then he would have completed everything.
Yeah.
So you don't want that to be in his way. 410-583-1057 is the number. I always feel like we know how great Charles Barkley is, but we would put him in a different level with a couple of championships. We know how great Dan Marino was, but we would have put him in a different level with a championship. Well, I don't want Shohei to be that guy.
How about the people that try to even put the guys in that won that weren't very good, and then you put them in an upper echelon because they have the World Series, the Super Bowls, the championships?
I think that's Scottie Pippen.
I mean,
I saw Scotty without Michael, and Scotty without Michael was a good player. Scotty without Michael wasn't one of the top 50 players of all time.
But it was still Scotty without Michael towards the end of his career. I know he hung on in Portland and Houston, and he looked like a shell of himself in Houston.
Not when Michael retired. First time.
That's, you know what, that's...
He was in his prime.
I mean, he only hung on for, what, 5 more years, though?
Yeah, but in his, when Michael retired his prime, Scotty was like, I thought, not as... Remember...
And they made the run to the postseason with him, yeah, and Tony Kukoc.
Tony Kukoc was... Remember, Phil was drawing up plays for Kukoc.
Well, that's why Pippen did the Rodman, like, oh, I'm hurt, and he sat down.
Exactly. You know, that...
I don't want to be defending Pippen over here. I just think he's better... I do think he's a top 50 player, but yeah, he was riding those coattails of MJ.
Week 9 recap for the NFL at 6:30, but on the other side, continue to talk about Game 7 of the World Series. Jays analyst Caleb Joseph said that the better team did not win the title. What are you talking about, Caleb? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan.
There were a lot of wet eyes, and I don't doubt them, and I don't blame them for that. And it's going to sound like sour grapes, and I don't really give a shit, but I think the better team did not win this series. I think the Blue Jays are the better team, and I feel like they played baseball a certain way that was infectious, that grabbed the attention of the fans, and it's disheartening to see that the better team did not win. And that's not to take anything away from the Dodgers, but the Blue Jays, they did so many things correct. They did so many things right.
Not taking anything away. You just said it's disheartening.
Yes. I mean, courtesy of Sportsnet Canada. I tried to get Caleb Joseph on the show. Did not return my text. Maybe he just doesn't want to talk about it right now.
I also think anytime you ask somebody after something, I don't want to call this tragic, it's a sporting event, but you get what I'm saying. It's a tough loss. People are in their feelings and you're talking, and then all of a sudden you say something where maybe if he looked at it today, he might not agree with it or say, I wouldn't have said that. But, I mean, he can feel they were the better team. You played a team that basically bought every single position except the one that ended up winning in the World Series.
What were they a better team?
The Blue Jays?
Mm-hmm. Let's go first base.
I mean, you want to go position by position?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll call that a wash, even though Vlad was the best.
I'll call it a wash.
Vlad's the best hitter in the postseason.
Yeah, you're right. At second base.
I mean, it's kind of a mix and mash. Like
at shortstop.
If you're putting Mookie Betts there, then
he is
Betts.
There. It's Betts. At third base?
Max Muncy and Ernie Clement was great.
He's so great.
You can call it a wash if you
call
want.
Call it a wash. Left field.
All right, here's where we get in trouble. Where we start going around to this. Left field, well, just stack the outfield however you want because they mix and match with Dalton Varsho, George Springer, and who's the other? Barger.
I'll give Toronto left field. Okay. I'll get them.
But I'm just saying, like, the outfielders get moved around so much. Well, I don't know who you want me to call the starting left thing. Fielder.
Outfield for outfield.
That's what I said. Yeah. So yeah, if you look at the Dodgers, then all of a sudden you're talking about, you know.
I'm just saying not to go position by position. This is a combination of the outfield.
Yeah.
Who do you go with?
You got. I mean, I would probably lean. I mean, Teoscar's out there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, where are they the better team, Jeremy? Ed, where are they the better team?
I don't think they are.
Exactly.
I don't know what he's saying. He's stating it like it's so clear cut. Yeah. Like, the better team did not win. What?
You didn't play the Brewers. You played the Dodgers.
It's like, I don't know what he's talking about. And I guess maybe, like I say, I'm caught up in your feelings, emotions, like you just say things, but like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I really don't.
It's hard to
call.
They
have three MVPs in the first three batters in their lineup.
Ed, the fourth MVP could barely get into the series, and that's Kershaw.
Right.
And I also think he's not talking about, like, talent-wise on the team. He's talking about the way that they played and what they I'm doing air quotes,
deserved. He said
deserved.
Better team.
I know, but I'm saying that's the, what I
you're
believe
interpreting
he
it, though. He said the better team did not win, and I don't believe that they were the better team.
Okay, let's give
He did say he likes the way they play, though.
Let's go by.
He should have said that.
Let's go by Jeremy's interpretation. Mm-hmm. where they're the better team. Mm. Even then, and again, Jeremy, don't get me wrong. If the Dodgers had lost and their broadcaster said the best team didn't win, I would probably have an argument with that because I think both of these teams were very, very similar.
I want this to be clear. I'm not agreeing with him. I'm just trying to give you his side of it of how I see it because if you go position by position, it's the most expensive team in all of the American sports, the Dodgers, and how much money they spent. Nobody spent anywhere near what they spent. They've deferred money that's more than most teams' payroll.
You're right.
Yeah.
And it's not against the rules. It's just what they did. And now here we are. Hey, let's ruin baseball, Dave Roberts. You don't know what the hell you're doing. You don't know your ass from a hole in the ground.
It's one of those Whitney Houston situations. It's not right, but it's okay. go ahead.
But no, what I was going to say, too, is like you look at the way that everything came down. And then you talked about some of the plays where, okay, so-and-so gets caught out walking off of first base because the umpire doesn't make a call. Then we have it in the first inning like you were talking about.
Come on, man. I mean, now, you could blame the umpire, but it just happened the game before. You got to be at least mindful of this. If for those of you who didn't watch the game, there was one out, full count, Vlad Jr. at the plate, George Springer on first base. Now, it was ball four. There was no doubt in my mind that ball was not in the zone. However, it was called strike three. Springer's kind of trotting down to second base. Catcher throws through. Springer's tagged out. It's a double play to end the inning. That just happened. Wasn't that game six or was that game five?
I think it was game five.
Game five, because we talked about it here on air.
Yeah.
So it had to have been game five. But, okay, to me, and the first time I blamed the umpire, Jeremy, but the second time I blamed both parties. It was a bad call, strike three. Yes, it was. But you just had this happen to you, so make sure. It does you no harm to make sure.
Can I tell you what it's akin to? When you have a basketball player that's going to pass the ball inbounds, and they're leaning, and they step over the line because they're leaning, and
right.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Like, look, yeah. I think this is all on the ump, but like if you walk, you can literally stand on first base until the other guy gets there.
Exactly.
What are you doing? You can walk over there now.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to be the first one down to second unless you're trying to do, like we've seen guys sprint down to first base so they can steal second base if you're not paying attention.
Right.
But like at that point, you're right. Once it's happened once, it's like, man, well, shame on me, you know?
Vlad Jr., they may have taken two steps out of the batter's box before we realized it was strike three. So what was Springer watching? Because the catcher kind of pump faked a little bit, like, okay, you're really going to throw it down.
Yeah.
But if this doesn't show you that we don't need umps having their own signals and, doing what, if you're going to do it right away.
But, Jeremy, it's the World Series. Everybody's watching me.
Yeah.
Jackass.
So they make themselves more a part of the game than ever.
Exactly. Everybody's watching me, Jeremy. You know, people watch the game to see me, not Shohei.
I mean, that's the reason they do all that, you know, with the screaming and, you know, words that sound like strike three.
As someone,
right. What is that?
Right.
Okay.
I like when it, but again, it's one of those things too, where like I don't believe we should ever know. And I know if you watch enough, you should not know their names.
Absolutely not.
Who's behind home plate?
I don't know. But I'd be the worm.
Yeah. It'd be Enrico Palazzo back there doing the spin move. Hey-yah! What does that mean? Oh, that's a strike.
Let's go to Easton and get Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, something nobody's really talking about. I thought the game was very pivotal in the second inning when they had first and second one out. Bouchette's on second with his limping self.
And doesn't score. Hit. Yeah.
And doesn't score. Mm. I thought that was where the game was lost.
I think that's why they pinch ran for him late
game. Tom, true story. I was watching the game at the cigar spot with my buddy Steele, and Steele said they got to take him out. I said, I'd take him out late because that's the same guy that later on that could hit a home run for you. And his next at bat, he hit a 3-run home run. But I'm with you. That was a pivotal part of the game, and that could have come. That did come back to haunt him. Thanks a lot, Tom.
He was, like, limping down the baseline.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a guy that early in the game, man. You don't want to take him out.
Yeah.
You need his bat. And home run, 3-run shot. I thought that was going to hold up. Mm. If that held up, then they had to re-sign him. They would have had to resign him. They held up.
Oh yeah.
If they went 3-2, you got to resign Bo Bichette.
I still think they need to resign him anyway.
They do, but they could not have walked away from him if he hits that home run.
Because like if you look at, we've talked about this. We're looking for bats, right? We're looking for, well, and it's hard to figure out where you're putting it. It'd be great if there was an outfielder out there that you really could use. The only one that really stands out is Kyle Tucker. You got Cody Bellinger. So if you're the Blue Jays and you're losing a Bichette, it's like you're not replacing that in the offseason more than likely.
Can I ask you, this? Just throw this out there. Mm-hmm. You can't sign Bo Bichette and tell him before you sign him, you'll move him to the outfield. He's not going to buy into that. You could sign him and say you move him to second base. Would Jackson Holliday buy into moving to left field?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I've always thought that they may move him to the outfield because he's super
too.
Athletic.
I thought so, too. Because I think as a second baseman, he's okay.
No, it's left field. This is the arm for an outfielder.
Left field?
Maybe. Yeah.
Left field. That's it. That's why I said left, not center, not right. Yeah. I'm not even putting him out there. 410-583-1057. I'm not saying he'll do it. I'm just like, is that a possibility? College football recap, 7:15. But on the other side, we recap the NFL, the pros. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's recap. We can go through this without picks. And match them up with my recap in the week as well. We all got the Ravens right. Chicago beat Cincinnati. Was that 47-42 in a very good, very explosive football game? You want to call it a great offense or horrible defense? Who had Chicago?
I did.
You did, Jeremy?
Mm-hmm.
We all had Chicago. Mm-hmm. All right. Minnesota beats Detroit.
Nobody had that.
Nobody had that one. But Detroit, the young man, quarterback, came back. And played J.J. McCarthy, played real good football, 14-25, didn't have a ton of yards, didn't have a high passer rating either, but he managed the game well.
Yeah. I'm still trying to decide if I need to give him an apology or not.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Never know that was his third NFL start. He looked fantastic.
Yeah, but he's looked, I mean, he had one good quarter before that. That's why I said, but the one caveat is, I've said all along that I think Detroit at home is the best team I've seen all year long, and he went in and did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Carolina beat Green Bay. Anybody have that one?
Nope. I had Carolina.
You had Carolina?
No, I didn't. Nobody did. Nobody had that.
Chargers beat Titans. I think we all had that one.
Yeah. Right? Chargers.
They beat the Titans 27-20 on the road. How about the missed extra point causes the Falcons to lose to the Patriots? I had the Patriots. Who else had the Patriots?
I did.
I had Atlanta. The Falcons. I told everybody Atlanta was going to upset them. Sure enough,
you were upset.
No, they covered the spread. I was fine. But the problem is that, you know what the worst part of this is? The kicker that missed the extra point was cut by New England earlier this year and then got the job.
I'll show you.
Yeah, watch this. Now you guys see why you cut me.
The 49ers beat the Giants 34-24. We all had that, right?
I had the Giants.
I had the Giants. I did the thing where I picked every one of the field goal or less games wrong. Every one of them I got wrong.
I got quite a few wrong this week.
Hmm. Indianapolis loses to Pittsburgh on the road.
I bet the Steelers and picked the Colts.
I picked the Colts.
I did too.
Bet the Colts.
The next one's the one that pisses me off.
This one pisses me off too. Houston loses 18-15.
Houston
to the Denver
was
Broncos.
Dominating that game and
they
had nine
were
points.
Destroying them. Absolutely destroying them.
And then they give up a touchdown and you're like, well, they're back in it now.
I bet you love Pete Carroll now for saving us from a tie going for two as the Jaguars beat the Raiders. Can I make a proposal for you guys?
Sure.
All right, I'm all about, because today's field goal game is ridiculous to where I don't think you should be able to win an overtime game when you have the ball first with a field goal, because you can have two plays in field goal range. However, I think if the first team that scores a touchdown, this is my thing. How about we make a rule that in overtime you can't kick field goals? You got to go for a touchdown.
I like it.
I think we make a rule that we don't have overtime because it can still end in a tie. And if anything can end in a tie, why are you playing overtime?
Facts. I mean, but if we're going to do it, I propose no field goal kicking in overtime.
Yeah, but sometimes when you win or lose, you're actually tied.
And if you score a touchdown first, the other team doesn't get the ball. Because you actually have to play defense. That's what I want.
By the way, I was wrong. I won that one, too. I had Jacksonville, but I had Vegas to cover. Yeah, baby.
The Rams take care of business 34-10 over the Saints. We all had that one, right?
Yeah.
Please, nobody pick the Saints.
Puka got banged up on that one again.
Yeah.
The very good football game. The Bills are now 4-1, and 5-1 in their last six regular season games against the Chiefs, including yesterday, 28-21.
Yep.
Who had the Chiefs?
I did.
We all had the Chiefs?
Yep.
All right. Okay. And the Commanders not only lost the game, but they lost their quarterback probably for the season as the Seahawks beat them on the road 38-14. I had the Seahawks.
Me too.
What does it mean if I had Washington? It
means you lost.
All right, I had Washington.
So I went 8-5 one a week. How'd you go, Jeremy?
Oh, man, I don't even want to add this up. Go ahead and go to Ed, because mine, it's only going to take me a second to get the right ones.
Well, actually, 8-5 so far. We still have the night, but I have Dallas, and we're going to win that one.
I got 4 right.
So you were at 4-4. No, 4 right.
I got
so
4
that's 4-9.
Right.
4-9.
And you know what's funny is I had a winning day gambling. This is why I hate this, because when you have the field goal or less game, like I said, everything tells you to take the Colts. Steelers were the right spot.
Hey.
And look at what happened.
As long as you win the money, you get the money. Don't worry about that. Mm. How'd you do, Ed?
8-5.
Yeah. So we're both 8-5 going into tonight. Right. Who you have tonight?
Dallas.
So we'll finish tied this week.
I got Arizona.
Joseph, you don't know your record? Are you awake? It's okay if you're not.
7-5.
7-5. How you go 7-5?
Maybe I counted wrong. Well,
did you tie
five,
one five, that five, we didn't tie? 1, 2, 3, 4,
he five, picked a tie.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't count one.
Was it a win or a loss?
It was a win.
Joe, did you?
8-5. 3 of us are 8-5.
Can I ask a series? Did you shave up? Did you trim up? What are we going with here? Was it a Halloween?
I was the mayor from the Powerpuff Girls for Halloween.
I don't know who that is. Do you know that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
The mayor of the
He's
Powerpuff
He's got a mustache.
Yeah. Mustache. Mustache fat. Yeah.
Let's go to Owings Mills and get Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let me go around the room real quick. Shout out to my boy Jeremy.
What's up, man?
The David Bowie himself. Hey, that's a brother right there, boy. That's straight color like Larry Bird. That's a brother. He ain't white. That's a brother. Let me go around the room. Keep going. What's up, DDP? DDP in the room? Dunkin' Donuts Preston, you in there?
No, he's not in there.
It's not Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, he was here Friday.
Monday morning quarterback, huh? Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts right now. We'll get back to him later. Let's go around the room. Keep it moving. Kevin James, my boy. What's up, Ed?
What's
Mr.
going
New
on,
York
man?
Jets himself, man. Can't wait. We'll probably be at that game together, won't we, Ed? If he said, there, come on, Jets. Come on, Jets. I know you, Ed. I know you. Hey, Rob. My boy, Rob. Hey, man. Let me tell you something. Out of all the brothers in the world, my boy, Rob, keep it real. I told our man, you know, Mr. Taylor, hey, my man don't buck dance for nobody. Y'all keep it real.
That's what I was telling everyone. He just went around the room and introduced everybody.
He just went around the room and said hi.
That was not what he wanted to talk about, though.
I know.
It says Dan Quinn should be fired, is what it said.
Well, at least you said what he wanted to say. He got across what he really wanted to say. Allow myself to introduce myself.
Can we talk about this Dan Quinn thing? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like there were 5 minutes left in the game. There was a whole quarter left. You don't leave your starter in to try to score, to try to win. I know you're getting crushed, but
most teams. Well,
you don't. You agree with him not taking him out?
Yeah,
me too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, can I give you evidence of it? In the NFL, for the most of the time, they don't take their starting quarterback out when they're getting beaten. They take them
out when they're winning.
And here's my evidence. Yes. Week 9, Tua stayed in the game. Week 8, there were a lot of beatdowns. Cousins stayed in, Gabriel stayed in, Dalton stayed in, Ward stayed in. All of them getting destroyed.
Yeah. None of them are important except for Ward, though.
And they all stayed in the game.
And he's a rookie.
I just think for the most part, teams don't do that.
You're right. You pull your starter if you're winning by 25 points.
You pull them when you're down 32 in the fourth. Like,
not with 12 minutes left.
I don't know, man. Like, again,
what, could you imagine the criticism if he did that? That'd be you just hoisted the white flag. Yeah. You didn't even try to score. You said, well, we're losing by 30 points.
You're down 5 possessions.
So what? You still got to win the game or try.
But you're not winning the game. You're down 5 possessions.
How
do you know? Because you're down 5 possessions. It's never happened in the history
of
the sport.
No defensive touchdowns, no kick return touchdowns. It's like you got to give it a shot.
The other team's going to run the football. I get it. Like, I understand what you're saying.
I'm not upset with it.
I'm taking the guy out because I don't want to happen what just happened.
I'm not upset. You've seen it over and over. 7:39 left, I think it was. But still, I'm not.
I think there was 12 minutes left.
Either way, I'm not beating Dan Quinn up over this. This is one of those results oriented.
I mean, you don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, but it sucks when it happens in a meaningless spot. And that's why we talk about getting hurt in the preseason. Those are meaningless games. Getting hurt when the game's a blowout like this, it's meaningless.
Who did Belichick leave in that got hurt?
Wes Welker. They had already locked up everything. He played him against the Texans, and
But that wasn't a blowout. That was just the start of the game, right?
They had already locked up everything. Yeah, everybody was saying, like, none of these guys should play. Yeah. And then Belichick's like, I'm playing my starters.
How did the playoffs end that year for them?
Did they lose?
I thought they won the Super Bowl or they either lost to the Giants. They went to the Super Bowl.
No, it wasn't the Giants year because I was at that.
That was the only Super Bowl.
I interviewed Wes Welker on media day. He was sitting right next to him, one of the coolest guys. Like, everybody's out talking to Tom Brady, and I'm sitting next to their left tackle and Wes Welker chatting them up.
College football recap at 7:15. Put on the other side, Jair Alexander traded to the Eagles. Why do you believe things just didn't work here in Baltimore? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jair Alexander traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. Ravens getting two draft picks back, exchanged for one of their draft picks and Alexander. Other than the fact that he sucked, Ed, why didn't it work here in Baltimore?
It wasn't healthy. It wasn't healthy. Then it was a healthy scratch. It wasn't very good. The coaches didn't want it. I don't know why people would be critical. They paid him almost nothing as far as NFL money goes. It took a shot, didn't work out.
Move on.
Now you get a draft pick for it.
Yeah, move on.
I mean, look, it's the worst possible scenario here, I think, but it's still not a bad thing.
Yeah,
right?
But they didn't pay him like Earl Thomas money.
No,
you get nothing.
You're not getting killed on the books and you got a pick back for him.
Yeah.
What sucked is that we all thought him coming in, it's like, oh, you're getting this. It's almost like when you got Earl Thomas. Like, hey, guess who we got? Oh, what's he doing with his brother?
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah.
And the problem is, it sounds like to me his agent knows someone in Philly, blamed it on the circumstances in Baltimore, saying he can still play. Maybe a change of scenery. I hope he does. I hope a change of scenery does help him out. Didn't work out here. Move on. I mean, when I found out about this trade, you know, a couple of people hit me up they text me, belly aching about it. I don't care.
Yeah.
You're not losing anything. It's not like you're trading someone who you could actually use. It was time for it. I think it's great the fact that you can't use him, you can get a draft pick back.
Yeah. You get something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than nothing. It's like you just got to, you know, say, okay, didn't work out. We got to eat some money and see you later. It paid him almost nothing. It just didn't work out. I'm surprised it was this bad an experience. I thought it would be better than this. I was worried about his health. When I saw he was a healthy scratch every week, I'm like, well, that's not good.
That sounds like something else is going on.
Yeah, it was not good. In,
whatever. But is there a chance that they call you a healthy scratch and they don't believe you're 100% and, you know, like, or vice versa. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he's still trying to play through that injury and telling him he's okay and he wants to be out there. Was it a doghouse situation?
Well, in order to be healthy scratch, you got to be cleared by the medical team to be healthy.
Yeah, but it's something, I get it. But like being cleared, does that still mean that he's not banged up and comparatively speaking, looking at the other guys? Or was it that he was just so bad when he was here? Was there anything going on behind the scenes? Yeah, you in the front.
I don't think it was the health. You know why? He was traded. That ain't health.
Well,
I think it's something else going on beyond health. Because before we trade for him, we're going to send this guy through the medical ringer to make sure that he's not just telling us he's healthy. We gave up a couple of draft picks for him. I think he, you know, for all intents and purposes, was probably acting like an a-hole. Like we heard he could.
That's why Green Bay didn't want him.
Exactly. I think Green Bay Jair showed up.
What's funny, Preston used that exact word for him when they picked him up.
What, A.O.?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that guy showed up, didn't want to buy in. Those of you who say, Harbaugh doesn't like personalities in the locker room. No, Harbaugh doesn't like a-holes in the locker room.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a difference. I think, you know, you can be one if you're productive. If you're not productive.
That's what I was going to say. Hey, if you're a pain in the ass and you're producing, sometimes they look the other way. A lot of times they look the other way until they're forced and they can't anymore.
The juice is worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
We're going to keep riding with it. But it's not. You know what? You're a jerk and you can't play.
Right. That's when it's enough. Yeah. You're a jerk and you're a superstar. Okay. But
negative.
410-583-1057 is the number. I always call it. I call it the Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People heard about how bad Allen Iverson was, you know, practice and all these things. And you got away with it when he was the MVP candidate every year. He was a one-man wrecking crew taking you to the NBA Finals. But when that talent dropped off, I don't want to deal with Allen anymore. Because now you're not dealing with the talent. You're just dealing with the personality. Baltimore, Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, is that Joe? Did Joe answer the phone?
Yeah.
Joe always answers the phone.
Okay, because sometimes I can't catch Joe's voice, and I'd be like, oh, I'm scared. I don't want to call a guy Joe, and it's not Joe. But anyway,
it's Joe.
The best thing about Jai Alexander, well, you know, he had the knee problem, and then he was a healthy, quote-unquote, scratch. But the best thing he did here was he challenged the guy that did the Ray Lewis dance. That was great, you know. The guy did the Ray Lewis dance. Who was it? Somebody on the Rams?
Yeah, but it was great, but it was also stupid and petty, like him trying to take the ball. What was he doing? He just wanted the ball. You don't get to keep the ball because you dance.
Yeah.
You want to do something, right. Knock his ass over.
You know what? Yeah, you know what's worse than crediting him for that, saying that's the best thing he ever did, Mike? The fact that he was so bad that I forgot he did it.
That's the only thing he's memorable here for. That's sad, ain't it?
That is. I forgot he did it. And remember, at the time, I credited him. I'm like, yeah, pretty, you know. Yeah. And now I forgot about it. I just think he just wasn't the guy for this team. That's it. It's all right.
We didn't fit in.
It's okay.
Clearly. I was optimistic because, you know, Lamar's teammate and all that stuff, but.
A lot of years have gone
between. Yeah, yeah.
Lamar, I'm thinking Lamar probably thought, yeah, you guys do what you got to do.
Yeah.
you got to go, you got to go. Listen, Lamar, the same guy that took games out of the locker room. You think he's trying to protect his friendships?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I just don't see it. And and people are going to criticize Eric DaCosta for the move, and you're fine. You can go right ahead.
Why would you criticize him? He kicked the tires on something that it turned out it was broke. And then he got something back for it.
Because you live to criticize him. Yeah. Because you're waiting to criticize him.
Well, there's just people that just want to complain.
You wake up every morning looking for a reason to criticize Eric DaCosta.
Huh, you're complaining? I'm surprised you've written 172 replies on Yelp. Wonder if any of them were good. There's just so many people that all they want to do is bitch. Just all they want to do. Like, there's this thing not working out, as Ed pointed out, it does nothing except you just got a draft pick back.
Yeah.
You got an extra draft pick for having the guy on your team for a few months.
Well, maybe Eric DaCosta can kind of, you know, wipe his fingernails on his shirt when he talks about Owe, because Owe is doing pretty good in Los Angeles with the Chargers. So, what were his issues in Baltimore? Was it coaching? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.